Hello, everyone. My name is Jun Kim, and today I will present our work, Kinetic, Verifiable Dynamic Network Control. Kinetic is a collaborative work between Georgia Tech, AT&T Research, and Princeton University. So through our studies and other studies, we've learned that network configuration is very hard, and there are several causes for this. First is, high-level tasks are realized through low-level commands and scripts, so it's hard to understand. The configuration files are distributed all over the network, so it's hard to manage. Third, the variety of network-like tasks cause changes to the network, so there are a lot of dynamics. But regardless of so many changes, no changes are really checked for correctness. So most of the changes are error-prone. To confirm this, we did a separate survey with over 200 network operators, and 20% of them said they make changes more than once a day, and 89% they are nearly completely certain that the changes will not induce a new bug, and 82% of them said they are concerned that changes they bring might break existing functionalities unrelated to those changes. And whenever I present this to other operators, they say, you should track down those 10 to 20% of operators who say they're always certain, because they're mostly lying. So to show this in the real world, I want to start with a modifying example. The START system was a user access control system which was deployed in the Georgia Tech network several years ago. And I will present how it used to work. When a host connects to the network, the next hop switch will ask the VMPS, which is exactly just like a VM mapper. And the switch will ask the network whether it ever saw this client in the network. If it never saw it, it will put on an unregistered VLAN, so the packet will be forwarded to the registration server there. The user will have to register his or her device on the network. And after that, the network will update the firewall, so only the traffic between the scanner and the client is allowed. If the scanner cannot find any known vulnerabilities in the client, it'll yet again update the firewall so that the host traffic can reach anywhere in the network. Then it will update the VMPS again so that it has the most updated information about the host. So when the client reconnects, the next hop switch will ask the VMPS again. Because it's successfully registered, it'll put on the registered VLAN, and finally, the packet can go to the internet. And there are really interesting things to capture in this example. First thing is, there are a lot of network events which is changing the forwarding behavior in the network. And the problem is, this is automated using ad hoc scripts, and the configurations and changes are all distributed all over the network. And it's simply too complex. So in recent years, we saw an introduction of a new way of managing network called software-defined networking. And in contrast to traditional networks, where individual devices embed their own control logic, SDN advocates one control logic embedded into the central controller as a software program. However, SDN is not a silver bullet. SDN does allow you to write programs in high-level language like C++, Java, Python, or PyRedic. So it's slightly better than low-level commands and scripts used in traditional networks. SDN's central control scheme makes it much easier to manage everything because it's better than distributed configuration files in traditional networks too. However, SDN still lacks a good abstraction of capturing the dynamics in the network, and SDN misses some inherent function that checks the correctness of changes the program can make on the network. So these are the two things our work tries to tackle and solve in SDN. What SDN platform needs is a guidance on how to implement a network control program, and specifically how to provide dynamic control that handles arbitrary network events, such as intrusion detection, traffic load shifts, and etc. It also needs some verification and guarantees about the program's correctness. And there are some huge missed opportunities, regardless of the fact that the control logic is written as a software program. So I talk about events, reactions, and events. There are a lot of different types of network events. Some network traffic-related events could be traffic load increase or decrease, security instances, user-specific events could be user authentications, excessive data usage of a host. Data plane events could be topology changes or link or switch failures, and so on. It's interesting to see that different operators will have different reactions to some event. For example, if the event bus host is infected, some operator may say only block that infected host. Some other one could say block all communications in the network. Yet another one could say direct those communications to our internal honeypot so that we can do further investigation of the traffic. So our insight in the network is network events and dynamic reactions to them should be programmatically encoded in the network control program by operators. So our idea is to have a software program that embeds this event and reaction relationships. So this way, if an event comes in, the software program will make updates to the forwarding policy and then push those rule updates to the data plane accordingly. However, there are some unanswered questions still here. How are we actually going to embed this event and reaction logic in the software program? And how are we going to verify that the program will actually make changes correctly? And these are the two questions that Kinetic tackles directly. So Kinetic is a domain-specific language and control platform which helps operators to create STN control programs that embed this custom event and reaction relationships. And also it verifies the program's correctness. Our approach is first provide a domain-specific language to the operators which will they will use to implement the program. The language itself is constrained but structured so that they'll make less mistakes when they're doing so. We express the changing behavior as a finite state machine, where the state denotes a unique forwarding behavior in the network, and the network events will trigger the transitions between these states. Third, we verify the program's correctness using a model checker called USMB. So first, I'll present Kinetic's domain-specific language. The language itself is embedded in Python, and it borrows some abstractions from Pyretic, a language called Pyretic. And like Pyretic, it encodes the forwarding behavior in a policy variable. And the policy variable is responsible of transforming the incoming packet to a set of outgoing packets. But unlike Pyretic, Kinetic has new constructs and functions to express these policies that respond to changing conditions. So to show that, Kinetic can update the policy variable by incoming network events. Next, I will show Kinetic's finite state machine using an IDS example. In an intrusion detection system, the event will be alert called infected. And the state will be the policy variable's value, which could be allow or block. So first, we'll start on the left side, where the policy is to allow packet. Later, we'll see an event which makes infected true. Then we'll transition to the right state, where the policy is to block traffic. Later on, we can see another event which will make infected false. Then we'll go back to the left side where the policy is to allow traffic again. However, there's some troubles here. We cannot apply this whole finite state machine on the whole network. We cannot block every traffic because one host is infected. There are many different flows in the network, and each flow can have its own independent finite state machine. So in Kinetic, we deal with this by decomposing it to multiple finite state machines. And the finite state machine instance is instantiated per flow in Kinetic. So specifically for the IDS, host will have its own finite state machine instance where they can have a unique value of the policy variable, which would be allow or block. This way, if the number of hosts is n, the total number of states will be 2n as well as transitions. So the state representation is linear to the number of hosts. So in this idea example I showed, flows were defined by the source IP address, which denoted the host. But other policies may require more flexibility. It may have a different definition of a flow. So for that, we have another abstraction called Located Packet Equivalent Class, or shortly LPEC. And using these abstractions, programmers can actually define their own flow. For example, if you want to define a flow by its destination IP, we can just write a method in Python like this, and then it will define the flow by its destination IP. Next, I will present Kinetic's verification process. Kinetic verifies the correctness of the program using user-specified temporal properties, and it verifies the current and future behavior, forwarding behavior based on network events. The verification process is completely automated. And this is possible because the language itself is constrained but structured. And that allows automatic parsing and translation of the program the operator has written. Third, which is very important, is like verification runs before the program's deployment. So this is very important because you want to find bugs in the program before you put it on the live on the network. So the verification process is as following. The Kinect program will automatically generate a finite state machine model, which is fit for the new SMU model checker. The user will provide some user-specified temporal properties. And together with that, the model checker will say true or false about the temporal properties, along with some counterexamples, which makes it false, if it's false. So I will give you some examples of these temporal properties I talk about. One example could be, if a host is infected, please drop packets from that host. To express this, we use a language called computation tree logic. And if you use that language, it will be expressed as this, as a clean logic. And I will walk through this example. So A means for all possible transitions from that current state. G means for all current and future states. If the infected event happened, the next A is also for all possible transitions from that current state. And X means for the next state, the policy should always be drop. So using these, this language, it's possible to express really complex temporal properties like if a host is authenticated either by web or 802.1x and is not infected, packet should never be dropped. And this can be expressed using, as the red text below too. So we have evaluated Kinetic in two ways. First is the usability evaluation, where we did a user study against over 870 participants. We also did a separate analysis on lines of code comparison with other SDN solutions out there. Second, we also did a performance and scalability test evaluation of Kinetic programs in terms of event handling and policy recomposition. First, to provide a user study on Kinetic, we had over about 870 participants with varying professions and varying experiences. The task we give them was to implement an enhanced IDS program with Kinetic, Pyretic, and POX. And then we asked them, please rank the platforms by preference, where rank one is the most preferable platform. As you can see in the example, Kinetic is the most preferable platform when capturing the dynamics and writing programs, which has dynamic network events coming in, followed by Pyretic and then POX. We also did the lines of code comparison, and it shows Kinetic takes around 20 to 21 lines of code to implement this program. Pyretic requires about 50 to 60, and POX, it's about 70 to 100 lines of code is required to write this program. We also have compared Kinetic with other programs, with other platforms, and our analysis shows that Kinetic is comparable to Pyretic and tends to be much lesser lines of code compared to POX or Floodlight. To highlight some notable quotes from our use study, we asked them, why did you like Kinetic? And the best feature they liked was the finite state machine structure and the support for intuition. They said Kinetic is more intuitive. The only things I need to do is define a finite state machine variable. They said it's intuitive and easy to understand. And the programming state transition in finite state machines makes much more sense. They also like the conciseness of the programs. It reduces the number of lines of code, and the logic is more concise. Of course, we also asked, why didn't you like Kinetic? And one of the things they said was the steep learning curve of Kinetic. And this is mostly for all domain-specific language, I would say. And they said Kinetic took less time and was actually more understandable, but the structure was very cryptic for this specific user. Some other one said, not friendly when finding why the program is wrong. So Kinetic will find that you have a problem in your program, but sometimes it's not guiding you well, like why do you have this bug? So this specific user said, I spent a lot of time chasing down these bugs because things I left out or perhaps didn't understand. So these actually highlight a good future work and where domain-specific language and abstractions for SDN should go ahead. Next, I will present our performance evaluations, where event handling and policy recompilation time. So these two metrics are very important because Kinetic programs will react and then recompile this program whenever an event comes in, and which will change the forwarding behavior. So the summation of the event handling and policy recompilation time is the reaction time for events. So that is shown on the y-axis, the summation, and the, in the x-axis, we varied the number of events coming in per second. And the solid bar is showing when you run one Kinetic program, and the dotted bar is showing when you run multiple Kinetic programs composed with each other. And as you can see, if you have multiple Kinetic programs running together, it takes more policy recompilation time. And it has an increasing trend if you increase the event arrival rate. However, even if 1,000 events coming in per second, it stays around 200 milliseconds, which is reasonable and reasonable and scales well. So Kinetic has some real deployments. For the campus network, we had a functional access control system, which was deployed in the Georgia Tech network, which spanned three buildings. And it's a reincarnation of the example I showed in the beginning of this talk. We also have a deployment in home networks. The policy we ran was a user-based access control system. We deployed 21 wireless routers over three continents. The user study ran about 1.5 years, and the study was presented in 2 weeks ago in KaiThon 15. Some takeaways of Kinetic is it is a domain-specific language and a control platform, and it allows operators to program, make program that encodes the event and reaction logic in them. The extensive user study shows that it's much easier to express dynamics in the network, and it helps to reduce the lines of code. Kinetic program scales well to large networks and a lot of events, and the verification process reduces bugs in the programs the operators will write. Some discussion on future work is one of the future is combining with verification other stacks. So Kinetic will verify the correctness of the program, but because it makes really a lot of changes, some consistent updates to the plane is very important too. So there are some thoughts on combining these two verification and other stacks. Also, the verification on data plane state is very important. So there are some really good work in the past NSDIs and also this NSDI, I think, which tries to verify the data plane state. And we should think about combining Kinetic and other solutions to verify every stack in the network. Also, there are some good feedbacks we got with, like, we need more dynamic real network policies. And we should collect more real network policies out there. And I would say this is really hard to do. So I would say like we need actually not some public repository, which we will encourage operators or other researchers to please upload some good network policies out there. So you can find more about Kinetic in this website along with some GitHub repository where we put all the code. And I'm planning to actually upload all the things I found throughout this study, including the survey results, the near real network policies I found, the evaluation and all the results up there. So stay tuned. And please contact me or after the talk, email me. You can email if you want to discuss more about the work. And thank you, and I will take questions from now.
Questions.
I'm curious about the verification using new SMV. I know sometimes it can be very expensive to do model checking. So do you have data to show the time you need to verify your state machines? Thank you.
So what's the
how much time do you need to run the new SMV to check the state machines?
Actually, I have a backup slide for that. So let's see. Here you go. So the verification process. So this is a figure which shows the verification and how long it takes. So we actually varied the number of properties too. And we also did it for single and multiple Kinetic programs running. And it shows that the verification process seems to be below 25 milliseconds, even for like 100 properties for the multi-program. Also, one thing to actually, which is really important, is like this runs before deployment itself, so it's not gonna like damage the real ongoing network, but still it's important, so I had some validation for that.
I was wondering if you could comment on the soundness or completeness of your verification. It seems like it could miss things. It could fail to provide a counterexample. Specifically, I'm thinking about Netcat, which has solid foundational theory. It is sound, it is complete, and you can prove things like non-interference, reachability, non-reachability, and stuff like that. So can you put your work in perspective with Netcat?
Sure. That's a really good question. So Netcat will actually check all the data plane state too, like the reachability of the packet, you know, loop freeness. So Kinetic does not actually check the correctness in the data plane, like for like reachability or things like that. It will only check the correctness of the program the operator has written, and it'll actually push the right. It'll do the right thing when the event comes in, right? Okay. So there are some limitations there. It's not going to check the whole thing about the stack data plane state. It doesn't actually check. It's going to push the right updates consistently, and that's why I have some future works that we should actually combine them because those are really important properties too.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, so I'm Duo Wang from University of Illinois. Two questions. The first one is also about scalability. And so this one is nice. It's showing, like, characterizing how the performance in USMV goes as you have more, like, properties. So I'm wondering, do you have any characterization of performance regarding the size of the network, like how performance goes, like, as the network size grows? Because with new SMV, usually it's if you terminate, say, in a few like seconds, it's okay. But if it grows like over, say, 10 milliseconds, usually it does not terminate at all. So I'm wondering, like, what, like, how scale, like, how large a network you can handle.
Okay, so the question I think was like, how is it going to scale if the network is big, becomes
yes.
big, a lot of
yes.
switches and links.
Size.
So another thing to address is like, we check the correctness of the program, and it actually don't take the topology and the display in play when we do the verification
okay.
itself, right? So it's not going to do those checks.
So
it's actually independent of the topology.
Okay.
Right?
So can I say the property you are handling here is kind of topology independent?
Yeah.
So is there any like interesting property that's relevant to like topology size or like the particular shape of the topology?
So so is there some thoughts of doing that too? You mean?
Some interesting property like. Is there anything like really relying on a topology?
So all the verifications of Kinetic does not rely on those things.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right now it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I have a second question about like user input. So you have my understanding here is in order for you to generate the input for new SMV, and the programmer need to like have some annotation or embedding into the program, so you can extract the state machine.
Yeah.
And you have, I think you have a slide on like comparing the lines of code of Kinetic, which is very small. That's very nice. So, but can you characterize like how difficult or how easy it is for a programmer to annotate the program such that you can generate these statements?
Yeah. So the language itself is like kind of structured so that it's actually nicely structured so that whatever. The ideal thing is like if operators write anything, it'll actually be able to generate the new SMV model from out of it. We have some really structured and guidance so that it always stays in that bound so that we can always do it.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, maybe we can just have one more question.
Hi there, Luis Pedroso, University of Southern California. Now, I haven't had as much time to think about these as you have, but my understanding is that when you're using this kind of model checking, you either limit expressivity of the base language that you're analyzing, and so that's more amenable to analysis and you can prove correctness of more properties, or you sacrifice completeness of the analysis in favor of a full-blown language with Turing completeness and all of that. Which of these two approaches did you follow? And if you did cut down on expressivity, which is what I think you did, did this impact any kind of usability? Is there a particular kind of construct or configuration that cannot be modeled and so cannot be done by the operator as a consequence of this?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a really good question. So we did certainly sacrifice some usability because we had to make this possible. And let's see, I'm trying to think something which is not possible. I think I did not actually find something really a good example which shows some, which highlights the limitations of our language. For the examples we did, we were able to actually express fairly a wide range of applications, but I would really be happy to hear some good examples which will highlight the usability, because we did, I would admit, like, we did sacrifice some usabilities, and some may not be possible to express with Kinetic. So I would love to talk more about that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's thank the speaker.